People are usually disappointed when they point a telescope at the full moon. Most folks are unaware that the full moon looks flat, because the sun then shines straight down like a flash camera to erase all shadows and highlights. But all lunar phases are not created equal. A fabulous moon appears all this coming week. It will explode with breathtaking detail for anyone with binoculars, spotting scope, or even the smallest telescope. The phase responsible for these sudden riches is the first quarter. It's packed with misconception, and even its name is misleading. How many realize that a quarter moon is the same thing as a half moon, or that only a half moon aims its terminator, the day-night line that is home to all the juicy detail, straight at us? Highlighted craters then face you like actors hamming it up. Even its brightness is surprising. You'd think a half moon would be half as bright as a full moon, right? Oddly enough, a half moon is only 1/10 as bright as a full moon. That's because the full moon throws sunlight straight back at us like a movie screen, while the first quarter's sideways illumination creates innumerable unseen shadows in its powdery surface. Point the cheapest telescope its way. Stay below 60 power, and the entire moon fills the field like a scene from 2001. The optimum nights are this coming Wednesday to Sunday. Ordinary binoculars reveal the lunar Apennines, that mountain range just above dead center, whose jagged Himalaya-sized peaks tower straight up at you like skyscrapers. Then there's the Badlands, the bottommost southern region, crazily pockmarked with many of the 30,000 craters visible from Earth. The scene changes dramatically each night as the Terminator slithers over the moon's surface at just 10 miles an hour. A jogger with enough stamina could keep nightfall at bay. This optimum lunar show ends next week with neither bang nor whimper as the days around Thanksgiving usher in that romantic underachiever, the full moon. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.